The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Time to take back control of your life and start making choices based on what your true self and intuition are telling you. Welcome to Shining Bright with your host, Regina Cisco. If you are one of the many people that deserve a better life and more fulfillment than what they are living now, the next hour will be enlightening, inspirational, and above all, will provide the direction you need. Now, here is your host, Regina Cisco.
Hello, I'm your host, Regina Cisco, and welcome to my show, Shining Bright, A Journey from Self-Doubt to Self-Worth. So today is quite an auspicious day, 11-11-11. I had Patricia Cardona on the show last week, who is working with the Mayan elders and the crystal skulls of the journey that has been taking place across the country, activating our sacred lands and power points. In terms of the Mayan culture, this is their time of awakening this land, the United States and the North American continent, to a new awakening of humankind. And if you are in the Los Angeles area, I believe tickets are still available. They are having a ceremony today, and actually it's a full weekend ceremony, of the Mayan Elder Council and high priests. I believe there will be Native American elders, Tibetan elders, and hundreds of crystal skulls activating and awakening this land and this portal of 11-11-11. I was meditating this morning at 4:11 my time, quite early. And this was a worldwide meditation, and they're actually going on all day today. They'll be going on in the same time sequence this afternoon. So 4:11 my time is set to the world clock, and I'm in Denver, so that's my equivalent mountain time. And this was a worldwide meditation as part of Fire the Grid. And the idea here is that this portal is opening to a new awakening for all of us and for humankind and for Mother Earth. It's important for all of us to be in our heart center, especially today and through the weekend. And actually, this energy is going to be running through November 22nd. And I'm being guided to share this information with you today so that each of you can create your own heart activation through meditation and by connecting to your heart, and importantly, connecting to your sacred heart and your spiritual heart. And it's by connecting to this heart energy for yourself and sending that same heart energy out to Mother Earth and connect it to the crystalline diamond grid, which is part of the process that's taking place today and through about the next 10 days, as I've mentioned. It's also important to focus on creating the type of world that we all want to create for ourselves. So that would be, for me at least, it's peace, love, joy, unity, harmony, respect of Mother Earth, respect of our land, water, and air, respect of the plant, animal, and mineral kingdoms, that we all live here on this beautiful planet to coexist peacefully and harmoniously, that we treat each other with respect, with kindness, and compassion. and it's with this intention that is happening today throughout the world, and believe me, the whole entire universe is supporting us in this process as well, that we will all create a shift for the type of life that we want to live in and create in over the next coming years. So this time now is the beginning time. As Patricia was saying last week, this is really going to be running through December 2012 and beyond, actually, where more of this energy and activation is going to be coming in to help us shift and create this new energy for ourselves. So what that means, so anything that might be blocking our own heart, any old wounds, hurts, pains, suffering, this is really the perfect time to release those. And there is a really easy and gentle way to do that by setting your intention and releasing this into the divine light, the divine violet flame. And it will help your healing process be facilitated gently and easily. Whenever I'm in a place of healing, I always ask for grace and ease to help me with my process. And it's that way to create a newfound freedom and joy in our life. The other piece that's important here is that we all also want to create for our life, what I'm receiving is prosperity and abundance and wealth for all. That there is a even and balanced flow of money and wealth and abundance and prosperity for all. And that every person has shelter, food, clothing, money, and all that they need to live a glorious life. And this message is coming through from my guides and angels and my masters, and I'm thankful for this message to share with you today. I also want to talk about my story for today, because we have a wonderful guest, Dr. Stephen Farmer, who is going to be talking to us about animal spirit guides and animal spirit guides for children. And I wanted to share a story of how I first learned about my personal animal spirit guides. So I was coming back from a trip from visiting some friends, and we were doing some meditating, and the topic of animal spirit guides came about, and I really had no idea of such a thing existed. So literally, as soon as I landed back into where I was living, the plane landed, it was like, go buy these animal cards now, and happened to be Jamie Sam's animal spirit cards. And so I was guided to work with them. It was like right away that evening, it was like nothing else could be done. I had to focus on the animal spirits. So I pulled out the cards, and there are blank cards in this deck, and was guided to write down some animal names. So I started with an animal spread that I was drawn to, and I don't even think I finished the whole thing, and I was asked to draw some cards. So when I say I was asked, when I communicate with my guides and my angels, I actually hear voices in my head. So it's just like me talking to you. I hear that type of conversation. So I pulled two cards, and I was told that these were my animal spirit guides. And I pulled a panther, and I pulled an alligator. And the panther was for the masculine side, and the alligator was for the feminine side. And I wasn't even really that familiar with what that meant, so I had to do some more research. But briefly, we all have masculine and feminine energy. It's just part of our makeup. It helps us what's to create balance in the world and how we perceive and operate in this life. So the panther means, and I had to do some research on this because these animals weren't actually in the book yet, is about courage and grace and being able to step into the dark and into the void alone. And so what that meant for me is to feel safe in meditation and going into deeper levels of meditation and know that I wasn't alone in that process. The alligator, which I thought was kind of interesting because they always kind of scared me, means survival and stealth, and they have a very strong mothering instinct, loving and nurturing and protection. So when I meditated with the alligator, what I received for me was, it was that loving, mothering, nurturing aspect to really take in for myself, that self-love, self-care, and self-nurturing. So I found it very fascinating to work with these animals in this way. I have meditated with them. They've come to me in my dreams. And at one particular point in time in my life, my panther actually came to me and I could feel his energy around me. And he asked me to draw a picture of him. And by no means, I am not an artist, but I did my best and drew a picture, and he just asked me to keep it visible so that I knew that he was with me at all times. So that was really spectacular for me. So I really love to meditate with the animal guides and the journeys and experiences that they have shown me. I've meditated with the dolphin, and what I've learned from them is to allow myself to be in the flow, the importance of feeling good and enjoying life. More recently, I work with Dr. Farmer's Animal Spirit Guides book and the messages from your Animal Spirit Guides Oracle cards. And I really love these because he has such a unique array of animals that are so unexpected with these wonderful messages. It really helps me to have new perspectives and new ways of looking at things in my life. And what I have learned through the animals is that we are all connected to Source. We all have a purpose to this greater scheme called life. And if you haven't worked with the animal cards before, or if it's been a while, it may be time to reconnect to gain some wisdom from the animal kingdom. And I want to bring in Dr. Farmer now quickly before we go to the break, and then I'll tell you so much more about him. Dr. Farmer, welcome to the show today.
Well, thank you, Regina. I loved what you had to say about 11-11-11 and also about the spirit animals, the stories that you shared.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's really a special day. And I would love to hear your thoughts about 11-11. When we get back from break. And you can learn more from Dr. Farmer's work and events and classes by going to www.drstephenfarmer.com, and we'll be right back after the break.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Regina Sisko is accepting applications for new clients. Her unique combination of spiritual life coaching and theta healing creates amazing results. Through the Creator's energy, she is able to clear doubts, beliefs, old ruts, and patterns that are holding you back from living the life that you deserve. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com to read testimonials from her clients who share their heartfelt results. Here are a few now. Regina has a unique combination of providing practical tools to help you in your daily life and soulful insights to help guide you on your path. She is the best of the best, Ellen from Denver. Every time I come to see Regina, I feel down and negative. Every time I leave my session with her, I feel lighter, clearer, and positive. I'm ready to conquer the world. Jeanette from Denver. Regina creates a safe, open, and nurturing space, allowing for deep sharing and healing to occur. Act now to move forward on your journey to your true self with Regina. Spaces fill quickly. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com/contactregina to apply.
Many of us make choices in our lives based on what others think, but what should really matter is making our life choices based on what we think and feel. By tuning in to Inspired Choices with Intuitive Life Coach Christine McIver, you'll receive the tools and inspiration you need to do just that. Your fears do not have to drive you, and you are naturally creative, resourceful, and whole. By believing in yourself, you can live the happy life you've been longing for. Listen for Inspired Choices every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
If you hear a dog barking or an angel singing, then you know that you're listening to Waking Up in America. Heard every Wednesday at 3 Pacific Time, Valerie Kirkhard and all of her friends will bring you powerful and humorous discussions that raise thoughts and give you insight on how to live your life to its fullest potential. Adventure is always a must on Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkhard, every Wednesday at 3 Pacific.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Is Shining Bright with Regina Sisko. If you have a question or a comment for Regina, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. We'd love to hear from you. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Shining Bright on Voice America's 7th Wave Channel. I'm your host, Regina Sisko, and we are speaking to author, shamanic practitioner, and healer, Dr. Stephen Farmer. And we're going to be talking about the children's spirit animal cards here in just a few minutes, but I wanted to let you know that those can be purchased at www.satiama.com. That's S-A-T-I-A-M-A.com. So I'd love to tell you a little bit about Dr. Farmer. Dr. Stephen Farmer is a world-renowned author, teacher, shamanic practitioner, and soul healer. He is the author of several best-selling books and other products, including Earth Magic Oracle Cards, Animal Spirit Guides, Sacred Ceremony, Power Animal Cards, Messages from Your Animal Spirit Guides Oracle Cards, and the recently released Children's Spirit Animal Cards. In addition, Dr. Farmer is also a licensed psychotherapist, retired, lucky you, former college professor, Reiki master, and an ordained minister in the Circle of Sacred Earth Church. He brings a wealth of skills and experience to his writing, teaching, and spiritual healing, offering clients a unique and powerful synthesis of his many years of experience as a spiritual psychotherapist, shamanic practitioner, and hypnotherapist to afford quick and effective results. In addition to his workshops, Dr. Farmer also does shamanic soul healing and intuitive earth magic and power animal readings by phone and in person. He also has his own radio show, Earth Magic Radio, on Thursdays from 4 to 5 Pacific Time on Contact Talk Radio. And as I mentioned, you can learn more about his wonderful services and events and workshops by going to www.drstephenfarmer.com. And welcome again, Dr. Farmer.
Well, thanks, Regina. I appreciate you having me on the show.
Yeah. So I'd love to hear your thoughts and perspectives on 11/11, on this kind of landmark sort of day, it feels like to me.
Well, I love it. I love that there's many people on the planet right now, such as yourself, and I thank you for your dedication to this. Both in terms of getting up at 4 a.m., to me that's real dedication. but I think your commitment to that, I think, is encouraging not only to those you know, but to those who are listening to this show. That if you just even take a few moments, wherever it's 11 o'clock or 11, as Jonathan Goldman, my friend Jonathan Goldman says, as pause at 11 o'clock, a.m. or p.m., 11 minutes after, 11 seconds after, and just pause and do a prayer or meditate or something for peace on earth or harmonious movement through these challenging times, whatever you may choose to do. I like what he had to say is, you know, we've got everybody going from, it's just a number on a clock, you know, it's a number on a calendar on a clock, to people saying it is an extraordinary numerological event, which I believe it is. And all the way to a potential cosmic portal opening up for a great shift and change. And I don't know that anybody has the answer, but what I like what Jonathan said is, you know, go inside and find out for yourself what's true for you, and then honor it in any way you would. And I mentioned earlier, Regina, when we spoke, there was one piece that I pulled down from the internet. Actually, a friend sent to me by Meg Benedict, about the portal activation, and people can look up Google her name. Meg Benedict is her name. She's got a couple of videos that are quite tasteful. But one line stands out at me that I think sums it up. And this is the line: the human race is ascending out of the self-imprisonment of ego separation and entering a new realm governed by heart connection and unity consciousness. To me, Regina, that sums it up. That's what's been going on. I believe that 11-11-11 today is a marker. It's not that suddenly the sky is going to open up today. I just don't get that. But what I do see it as a very significant marker in this shift that's taking place in human consciousness that coincides with the shifts that are taking place on this wonderful planet as well. So I'm very supportive of any and all efforts at prayer, meditation, etc., that occurred during this day and as you mentioned, and beyond.
Absolutely. And the piece that, you know, what I really love about today is the global consciousness awareness and the global meditations that are taking place and really creating that foundation of unity as you were describing.
Right. And that's what we're moving to as we even speak about it in economics. It's a global economy these days. It's not, you know, United States economy, Europe. It's a global economy. And that's perhaps a metaphor for what we're talking about with consciousness, and particularly today, that across the world, people are participating in this.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, it's pretty exciting, I have to
say. Yeah, it is. It's very cool. What a great time to be alive. What a great time to be alive.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I would so love to have you talk about the animal guides and animal spirits, and we'll be heading to talking about the children's spirit animal cards.
Sure.
But what I would love to know is, did your shamanic training bring you to this connection that you have with the animals, or how did that come about for you?
It's a really good question. I first really jumped into, and I do mean jumped into shamanism, approximately 20 years ago. I had had a little bit of, shall we say, flirtations with shamanic ceremonies prior to that, but when I took the initial training through the Foundation for Shamanic Studies, which many have taken that training, I walked out of there after 2 days and said, this is it, I got to have more. And so I started gobbling up all sorts of, you know, whatever I could get my hands on as far as trainings, workshops, etc., and really felt at home with this path. To circle around to your question, what I realize, one of the things in shamanism is that, of course, in shamanic practice and in ancient communities, tribes, etc., our deep ancestors, our ancient ancestors, as well as indigenous peoples today, it's like you say, hey, do you guys know about animal spirit guides? And they go, well, duh. it's like a part and parcel of the way that our ancestors lived as well as indigenous peoples today do. So it became very clear after a few years of practice and study and working with shamanic healing, etc., that my first book in this round, I'd written some other books in my days as a psychotherapist, self-help books, psychologically oriented. The first book in this round of publishing, though, was evident to me that part of my mission, one aspect of my mission, is to take those elements of shamanism that people could adopt in their own lives. And again, I'm very practical that they could find it useful as far as determining their own guidance, working with the earth in a different way than we've been accustomed to and we've been brought up with. So the first book, Sacred Ceremony, was how to create ceremonies, not formulas, but in how to download, if you will, ceremonies for healing, honoring the earth, the full moon ceremonies, etc., honoring the earth, the shifts in the earth seasonally, etc. Anyway, so then that eventually evolved to this idea that in shamanism you have power animals, and those are specific animal spirit guides that shamans work with to provide guidance for them. And that's what the shaman's task is, really, is to go to an area in spirit world called non-ordinary reality and work with the helping spirits, many of them who are animal spirit guides. Anyway, so what I realized too is that, gosh, you don't have to be interested in shamanism to really get that spirit, God, spirit, and I use those terms interchangeably, really is trying to help us out. And one of the ways that God is helping us out is through our learning how to communicate with the world in a different way than we perhaps been trained or accustomed to communicating with the world. And one of those ways, of course, that I'm fairly well known for is animal spirit guides, that when an animal comes to you in some way, like you shared your stories and did your investigation as to the meaning and messages, when an animal comes to you in an unusual way or repeatedly, whether the physical animal shows up or a symbol of the animal, such as through the oracle cards, or a dream or something like that symbolically, there's a big deal going on, and that's that spirit is trying to reach you through that specific animal, and through that specific animal that carries the spirit or the collective consciousness of the entire species. So when that little hummingbird comes and buzzes in front of your face 2 feet away, it's not just a hummingbird buzzing in front of your face. It's not just the life force that's in that specific being. It's that hummingbird might be coming as a representative of the collective consciousness of all hummingbirds to say to you, hey, dude, lighten up, cheer up. Learn to be more flexible, or any number of possible messages that little being is conveying to you through their presence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, their messages are really quite amazing.
Yep.
You mentioned something how they could show up physically. Actually, not too long ago, it was probably about a year or so ago, I was focusing on a transition phase that I was in. I was actually looking for some music on the internet that related to transition.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll never believe, well, you would believe, but I couldn't believe, that night a bat was in my house.
Hmm.
I've never seen a live bat before, but my husband called, oh, there's a bat in the house. I went, you're kidding. And so I looked up the meaning of bat, and it's all about transition and change and moving forward.
Right.
I went, wow, okay,
uh-huh.
So there's a message.
perfect, yeah, perfect. And my daughter, my youngest daughter, I have two daughters, just had a baby, and about 2 weeks after the baby was born, they found a bat in the bedroom. Mm. And talk about change.
Yeah.
Transition, you know, with a new child, second child.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big transition, so she called her husband Rob and come get this bat out of here. But in addition to quite an experience and a story to tell, I believe, as you said, of course, you know, you're preaching to the choir, that was a distinct message for her, is get ready. It's a big, big change, not just the mechanics and logistics, but a big change internally as well.
Definitely. Dr. Farmer, it's time for us to take a break, and we will be right back.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network. Who are you? Why are you here? Where are you going? If
If you're searching for the answers to these and other spiritual questions, you can look within, and you can tune into The Open Door. Our program will expand your awareness of the teachings of the Ascended Masters, offer you practical tools that promote self-mastery and personal freedom, and provide an unerring pathway for graduating from Earth Schoolroom via the Ascension. The Open Door with hosts Ross Brunson and Tom Schumacher is broadcast live every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. Regina Sisko is accepting applications for new clients. Her unique combination of spiritual life coaching and theta healing creates amazing results. Through the Creator's energy, she is able to clear doubts, beliefs, old ruts, and patterns that are holding you back from living the life that you deserve. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com to read testimonials from her clients who share their heartfelt results. Here are a few now. Regina has a unique combination of providing practical tools to help you in your daily life and soulful insights to help guide you on your path. She is the best of the best. Ellen from Denver. Every time I come to see Regina, I feel down and negative. Every time I leave my session with her, I feel lighter, clearer, and positive. I'm ready to conquer the world. Jeanette from Denver. Regina creates a safe, open, and nurturing space, allowing for deep sharing and healing to occur. Act now to move forward on your journey to your true self with Regina. Spaces fill quickly. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com/contactregina to apply.
Shakespeare wrote, "There are more things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in your philosophy." Most of us don't give a second thought to higher planes or our existence. Tune in to Sacred Song Reiki with host Priscilla Gale. The program is a journey into spiritual and mystical discovery that you may have never known before. You'll open your mind to enlightened consciousness and to dynamic powers of healing. Sacred Song Reiki airs every Saturday at 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Be extraordinary. 7th Wave Network.
Is Shining Bright with Regina Sisko. If you have a question or comment for Regina, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. We'd love to hear from you. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Shining Bright on Voice America's 7th Wave Channel. I'm your host, Regina Sisko, and we are speaking to author Dr. Stephen Farmer, the creator of Children's Spirit Animal Cards, which can be purchased at www.satyama.com. And, of course, to learn more about Dr. Farmer's services, you can go to drstephenfarmer.com. And I would love to take callers. If you have questions for Dr. Farmer about the Children's Spirit Animal Cards or your own animal spirit guides, please call in. The number is 866-472-5795. So let's talk about what brought you to creating the Children's Spirit Animal Cards, Dr. Farmer.
Sure. As you had mentioned before, I actually have three other oracle card decks, starting with the Power Animals oracle cards, and then based on to some extent on the book Power Animals, and then the one you mentioned that you came across, which is Messages from Your Animal Spirit Guides oracle cards, based on or tied to the book Animal Spirit Guides, and then a third deck is the Earth Magic oracle cards, which is in conjunction with my book Earth Magic. An aspect of my mission is to very much in alignment with some of the discussions that we've had with others, as well as what you presented about today, the significance of it today, 11-11-11, and that's to become more intimately involved and appreciative of the Earth and Mother Earth and all her children. So out of the work that I've done with animal spirit guides and encouraging and teaching and seeing the oracle cards really is a bridge, if you will, Regina, to really remembering our connection to the earth, you know, and it really is a deep memory that we have, but it's not been easy to access it because of our becoming adults in this Western civilization, you know, that the earth is here to serve us rather than that we are just, you know, one other aspect of the earth, really. So what has happened is about 2 years ago, my wife, as well as business administrator, Jessica, like these spirit animal cards. They're really useful. You know, you can get guidance and suggestions and ideas, and they're provocative. Just like you said, Jamie Sams, you know, was been around there. Jamie Sams and David Carson's medicine cards are very specifically Native American, and none of these cards are. It's much more universal than that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Jessica said, you know, you should, a couple years ago, she said, you should do one for children. We have she has two girls, 8 and 6, my stepdaughters. And I thought, you know, that's a really good idea. So I took it to one of my publishers, and they said, well, you know, we just don't sell that many children's things. Okay. So then I got in a conversation with Karen Stuth, who is the co-owner of Satyama.com, which you mentioned is where people can go to purchase these. Great Christmas gifts, by the way, for kids. Great Christmas gifts. Anyway, Karen, we had done a couple of projects together, and I said, you know, I got this idea, blah, 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 about these children's cards. And she said, let's do it. So I said, great. Okay, it was that simple. It's like, let's do it. So we worked, Jessica and I, who is the co-author of these, worked together to come up with this. We contacted a wonderful illustrator. We actually looked at several illustrators, and I say we, I mean Karen and Jessica and I, and we came up with one that I think was absolutely the strongest, and especially in retrospect, looking at these renderings that are part of the cards. And Pamela Anzalotti. So she was very easy to work with, very professional, really fast. You know, we asked for a change, she'd do it. Anyway, here's the intent. We thought, well, how do we design these? Because we're really, and it was quite a lot of conversation about the best way to design these, because it was very clear to us that we also needed to provide some sort of guidance for parents as to how to help their children with these cards. And again, the intention of the cards, yes, it's the intention is to encourage children, especially, oh, so many children are showing up these days, and also supported by parents, you know, for the most part, although some parents probably think they're a little nutty, that children are opening up, just like many of us are expanding our consciousness, if you will, in much more tuned into the earth and the spirits of the earth. So this becomes a vehicle for them to receive guidance, certainly, from a symbol of the animal that represents a certain message. Now, the, you know, 4 or 5, they're designed mainly 6 years old and up. And we've heard stories, Regina, that parents have gone into their children's rooms after they're asleep to take the cards out and use them. So that's seriously, we have. We've heard stories like that.
So that's so good.
That's why we thought initially 6 to 11 or 6 to 12, but now we just say 6 on up. Because parents dig them too. They like them a lot too. Anyway, so we put together, in addition to the cards, and the cards are very simple, 24 cards. We felt that was a number that, you know, children could more easily handle. And I just drew one just as an example. There's this illustration. There's three. It's the dolphin card. You mentioned dolphin earlier. And there's these three dolphins kind of swimming in a circle around this beautiful floor of the sea. And the message on the card is cooperate with others. The idea being is, and every card is like this, is that it also encourages certain values that I think most conscious parents would want to encourage and instill in their children. Again, part of 1111 is moving more and more towards cooperation rather than competition. So this fits very nicely with that. So the children, the younger children, even 3, 4, and 5, my sister sent me something. Her great-grandchild, 3-year-old Cameron, picked a couple of pictures of him. She said he loves the cards. He takes them out, and he looks at them. He plays with them. He doesn't care about the messages. He just likes the pictures. And then he puts them back in the box very carefully for the next time. But the older child, or as the child ages, they can become, once they can read, interested in not only the pictures but the message. And then when you get up to about 8, 9 years old, the child who can read may become interested in a more extensive reading for the message. That's in the guidebook that accompanies the children's cards. And in addition, there are typically, with each card in the guidebook, 3 or 4 suggestions for activities. Now, the beauty of this, Regina, I believe, and I don't mean to brag or boast, I just think that somehow this came together, and trust me, it really was guided. It was really inspired on a number of levels. But one of the inspirations that came through us was to offer parents suggestions for each specific, not only how to work with their children with these cards, but to offer specific suggestions for each of the animal cards. For instance, I'm going to look, for example, dolphin in the parent's guide. How to help your children cooperate with others. One example for parents. When fights break out with siblings or friends, guide them in finding a solution that works for everyone. Another idea for cooperating with others. Ask for your child's help with things that are within the scope of their developmental capabilities. And when they do help, be sure to thank them. So, for instance, I know with my stepdaughters, Serena and Ari, that as they continue to grow, we're adding certain tasks. We just, for instance, added taking the household trash into the main trash barrel inside. And, of course, the oldest girl went, "What? We have to do that, too?" You know, she'll get over that. I know that. You know, it's because we stress it. It's part of everybody contributes. Everybody cooperates in the family system. So anyway, that's a somewhat lengthy description of the cards, but they're just wonderful on a number of different levels. They work on a number of different levels. And I've had the good fortune to do a few workshops that invite both parents, grandparents, and the children in to learn how to use the children's spirit animal cards. And I got to say, it's just been delightful working with the children. I frankly admit that it's an area that's new for me, working with children. I, you know, of course, I've helped raise a couple of daughters, but at this stage of my life, you know, going, oh, goodness, you know, I had to work with children. So I remember the first workshop, I'm going in, you know, very well prepared, but I'm nervous. And I've been teaching, you know, most of my life, so I don't get nervous, but I was going to hope this goes well. And I went through a description, explanation. The parents were there. There's probably about 14, 15 people there altogether, parents and children. And I got to tell you, I fell in love with every child in there. They were just amazing. They loved the cards. There were stories that again and again came out of these various workshops, and completely just moved me at the level of my heart. And I can see how these are, along with supportive parents and grandparents, that these are just one tool that really encourages children to use their imagination, because imagination is what connects us to spirit world. You know, without imagination, we can't. I just believe that so strongly.
And that's the really nice thing that I like about these cards, because one of the pieces that I was reading as part of the guidance for the children, you know, depending on their age, of course, is for them to either write or draw, you know, what their experiences are with the cards. I really mm-hmm. love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the activities, I think, that sort of broaden and instill that message. And again, what it boils down to really is values that these spirit animals are encouraging in children, and so if they can express it in an artistic and creative way, great.
Yes. Well, Dr. Farmer, it's time for us to take a break, and we are talking about the Children's Animal Spirit Guides. You can learn more about Dr. Farmer's work and upcoming events at drstephenfarmer.com, and we'll be right back after the break.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Being here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss being here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
What are the benefits to combining modern science with ancient healing practices? For the answers, you'll want to tune into Frame of Mind with your host, Terry Sue. Each week, our program focuses on an Ayurvedic lifestyle. By developing new ways of looking at our world, we can find ways to foster harmony and peace for the good of mankind and our planet. If we learn to live and think healthier, we begin to explore and focus on our strengths. Tune into Frame of Mind, Saturdays at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on 7th Wave Network.
Regina Sisko is accepting applications for new clients. Her unique combination of spiritual life coaching and theta healing creates amazing results. Through the Creator's energy, she is able to clear doubts, beliefs, old ruts, and patterns that are holding you back from living the life that you deserve. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com to read testimonials from her clients who share their heartfelt results. Here are a few now. Regina has a unique combination of providing practical tools to help you in your daily life and soulful insights to help guide you on your path. She is the best of the best, Ellen from Denver. Every time I come to see Regina, I feel down and negative. Every time I leave my session with her, I feel lighter, clearer, and positive. I'm ready to conquer the world. Jeanette from Denver. Regina creates a safe, open, and nurturing space, allowing for deep sharing and healing to occur. Act now to move forward on your journey to your true self with Regina. Spaces fill quickly. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com/contactregina to apply.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Is Shining Bright with Regina Sisko. If you have a question or comment for Regina, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. We'd love to hear from you. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Shining Bright on Voice America's Seventh Wave Channel. I'm your host, Regina Sisko, and we are speaking to author Dr. Stephen Farmer, the creator of the Children's Spirit Animal Cards, which can be purchased at www.satyama.com. So, Dr. Farmer, in the guidebook with the Children's Spirit Animal Cards, you use a phrase of conscious parenting. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, conscious parenting, it's showing up more and more in the culture. There's actually, I think, a book called Conscious Parenting, along with others that have the similar theme. And another way to say it is awake parenting, or more accurately, awakening parenting. I think those of us who are being called to open our consciousness and open our awareness to multiple levels of reality, that, you know, it's not just this concrete third dimensional reality, that spirit exists in a way that we can access spirit through different vehicles, different means. So that's one aspect of it. Second, though, and this is a real key. I remember years and years ago listening to a talk, and I couldn't even tell you the content of the talk other than one thing that the fella said. He says, "My children, they watch what I do more than what I say, more than listen to what I say." Now, that has always stuck with me. So it really puts the responsibility back to me as a parent or a grandparent or even an uncle. I've got some nieces from Arizona that are visiting today, and their father's been absentee, so I've become somewhat of a father figure. And really, it is what they watch as children. They watch what we do as adults. So that's, I think, an important aspect of it. Related to that is, I think as conscious parents, when we strive to be as conscious as possible, one of the elements of that is to heal any of our own unhealed wounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really important. We can be all spiritual and, you know, and that's all great, but if those unhealed wounds will sort of drive us, if you will, sort of have a certain, I don't mean this to sound victim-y, but it will have a certain power over us. And Carl Jung called it the shadow. The shadow or shadows that exist within our psyche are elements of that we either are completely unaware of, you know, they've been repressed and put out of conscious awareness, or we're sort of aware of them, but we don't want to really admit it or own it. Example, if I was abused, and I have my own story, I could, you know, tell you a story, but I'm tired of telling it. You know, I grew up in I wasn't beaten or sexually abused, but there was a lot of fighting and, you know, the alcoholic family story and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Really actively worked in many, many different ways, and I've had good people in my life also that have served as mirrors to help me to see and bring out of the darkness, those shadows that need to be brought into the light of awareness. Example, I know I'm so clear now that I have been assigned by spirit with these purposes. I'm a healer, I'm a communicator, and I'm a teacher. Those are the main driving forces for me throughout my life. I was very shy, painfully shy as a child. And I went through my high school and college years being able to get by because I was fortunately athletically, I had some gifts. So I played football, I did wrestling, you know, so I got a lot of accolades for that and a lot of recognition. And then I got out of college and I didn't have that anymore. So what do? You know, so I drifted around a little bit, and I decided after taking graduating with my master's degree to go teach. And again, I'm still very shy in spite of the fact of being 22 years old and not having that identity as an athlete anymore. So, okay, new identity. I'm a teacher. Okay, so I go and I think I'm going to teach Psych 1A. And this, what they offered, get this. Now, this is the punchline. They said, we want you to teach assertiveness training. I know, isn't that a kick? You know, a kick in the pan. Do you think God had something to do with that?
Yes.
At the time, I'm like, you know, I maintained my composure, but inside I'm like freaking out. How am I going to do this? You know, I wanted to teach psychology or something.
Mm-hmm.
But in the wisdom of spirit, it was at work here and in a sense forcing me, because of course I'm going to teach. That was my part of my destiny, is my soul's path is teaching.
Mm-hmm.
So I accepted it, and I studied. I grabbed books and book after, like I researched it. You know, I'm going to teach this, and I was successful in doing so. And of course, that was that left turn that we sometimes are prompted to take.
Yes.
When we take it, when the opportunity's there, and we take it, that helps us follow our soul's path. When we deny it or pretend it isn't there, it makes it. You know, it makes it much more challenging and difficult, like God keeps knocking on the door. All right, got it, you know. Something. Anyway, the last piece I want to say is that so that shadow of shyness was sort of forced out into the open, into the light of awareness, and into my healing it by doing, you know, by getting up in front of a class and teaching a subject that I did not feel completely comfortable with. And throughout my life, it's been like that, you know, challenge after challenge. And I doing the children's cards was a welcome challenge. And you know what they say about challenge, it could be an opportunity too. So
mm-hmm.
I was real happy to be able to do these children's cards. And now I've spoken with Karen of Satyama about developing children's stories and recording those. She claims I have a wonderful voice and a way with children. And I do. I feel very comfortable doing that. So I've been writing some children's stories we're going to record and put them on a CD. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah, that's really great. Well, unbelievably, our time has flown by, and it's time for me to end today. But thank you so much, Dr. Farmer, for joining us today. It's really been great having you on the show.
I appreciate it, Regina, and you're a great interviewer and a great host. Thank you for being so gracious.
Oh, thank you. So Dr. Farmer will be doing a workshop with the Children's Spirit Animal Cards in Laguna Hills, California on November 19th, and he will be here in Colorado in March with a soul calling workshop on March 16th, and he will be the keynote speaker at the Denver Medical Physical Fair in March 17th and 18th. Well, I will be sure to see you then. You can learn more about Dr. Farmer's work, private consultations, and upcoming events at drstephenfarmer.com, and you can purchase the Children's Spirit Animal Cards at satyama.com. My show next week is titled, Is There Life After Death? Sue Scudder is the author of The Voice Across the Veil. She nearly died when her body had an allergic reaction to general anesthesia. In clear and detailed language, she describes her experiences and the effect on her life. Her book details an introspective journey of authentic personal experiences, providing comfort and inspiration that bridge the veil between our physical and spiritual worlds. Sue will share some of her amazing journey of where life has taken her and the connected experiences she remembered from her past. Sue was given not only the gift of certainty, but also the gift of healing our souls. Listen to her compelling story next week, November 18th at 10 a.m. Pacific Time. This is Regina Sisko with Shining Bright. From my heart to yours, have a wonderful week.
Thank you again for being part of Shining Bright. Please join your host, Regina Sisko, again next Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. This week, take one more step to leading the life that you deserve.